The Northwoods is getting its first good winter in quite a few years, and with it come concerns about our wildlife and deer, which may prompt some people to think about feeding the deer. But as a reminder, it is illegal in Oneida County. Here to talk about it for All Things Outdoors is Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Tim Otto.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess just starting off, you know, how does the DNR define feeding and baiting when they say that that's not allowed in the county right now?
Sure. So you might hear people refer to the terms feeding and baiting, and they're kind of synonymous with each other, really. What it implies, if somebody uses feeding, what that implies is that there is not any hunting activity associated with it, so a lot of recreational feeding. And baiting, when that is used, is generally used in the terms of like where somebody's trying to harvest a deer and doing hunting activities. But really, this, you know, the verbiage is similar that governs both laws.
And so what is considered a violation of that?
So feeding or baiting, again, we kind of use those synonymously a little bit today, but basically anything that attracts deer and that they eat, lick, or otherwise consume is going to be considered feeding or baiting. So common things that are used are things like corn, hay, some seeds, and then salt and mineral blocks are often used to attract deer.
And if you or another warden finds that people are feeding deer, what's the consequences of that?
Yes. So the fine amount is $343.50. So if you have a spare, you know, $350 laying around, go ahead and feed deer. But if you don't, maybe consider that a little bit. So one thing I would caution people on is, although every circumstance is different, and my coworkers and I have all issued warnings for these violations, a lot of times, and mostly right now, because this is not a new law and it's been in place for over 10 years, we're not issuing warnings for first-time violations. We are issuing citations. So I would really ask that people not feed deer with the assumption that they're just going to get a warning for the violation.
And why are feeding and baiting bans put in place? Why is it illegal?
Yes. So the main concern is in regards to chronic wasting disease, or CWD. So anytime chronic wasting disease is found in a county, whether it be in a captive deer herd or a wild deer herd, that triggers a 3-year baiting and feeding ban in that county. As well as if that positive test result were to occur within 10 miles of a county line, then that adjacent county is also under the baiting and feeding ban for 3 years. So it's possible that, you know, Oneida County, for example, could have the baiting and feeding ban lifted in 3 years. I don't find that to be very likely either. Quite frankly, there are a couple of different places where it's been found in the wild deer herd in the Crescent Flats, as well as going towards the northeast corner of the county. And then also we have it in at least 2 different captive deer herds. So the likelihood of all those different places testing or not finding more positives over the next 3 years is not very likely.
And I'd like to note for listeners that we're talking about Oneida County because Warden Otto here is in charge of Oneida County here and enforcing these laws here. But we do have quite a few other counties. I don't have the map in front of me right now that do have a baiting and feeding ban in our listening area. So, you know, you're mentioning too before that it can be anything that attracts, deer. So that could be, you know, just feeding your birds that I know a lot of people like to do in the winter. So what are some best practices so that's not in violation?
Yes. So it doesn't really matter in regards to feeding deer what the stated or intended purpose of a feed is that's attracting the deer. So if somebody is placing out corn to attract the squirrels, which I hear that a lot, I don't necessarily believe that, but that people place all corn to attract the squirrels, but if the deer are eating it, you're now basically feeding deer, and that's a violation. So choose your feeds wisely, things that are not attracted to deer. One of the things I have actually seen people do so that they can vigorously feed the birds without being in violation is people have fenced off parts of their yard where they feed the birds. So that way the feed can fall on the ground and birds can come and go, but it keeps the deer out. So that's one thing to consider. Another thing you can try doing if you really want to watch deer is, quite honestly, a little bit of habitat management. Even if it's just in your yard, planting natural food sources that attract the deer, that can be something that you know, that you can do and may also find enjoyable, and doesn't come with the risks of spreading disease as supplemental feeding does.
We have about 30 seconds left here. Any last messages you want to make sure people are aware of?
Yes, I think, you know, if you don't, you know, believe me, for example, and I'm not terribly offended, go out and maybe find some other sources. There are some non-governmental organizations that have similar viewpoints, you know, different states, all that. You know, there's a lot of different sources of information out there on kind of the ills of supplemental deer feeding, and people should feel free to search those out and, you know, recognize that there is some potential real harm to our wildlife by feeding deer.
Conservation Warden Tim Otto, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.